In other news.
You know, the towers did not burn up. They turned into powder in midair.
That's scary to have this helicopter hovering around.
We walk up to him and confront him. They can't stand that.
Welcome to Another News. I'm Jeff Brady. While most of us follow the pandemic-related shutdown protocol, the telecom corporations have been very busy installing, quote, essential fifth-generation wireless millimeter radiation infrastructure. You may have noticed narrow trenches being dug along roadsides in your neighborhood. Some may lead to a half-buried circular mount. We've explored in depth with Dr. Martin Paul about his research on the human health impacts of fifth-generation wireless millimeter radiation. We've also examined 5G and the Internet of Things, which will activate microcomputer smart chips embedded into nearly everything in your environment, creating a full-spectrum surveillance capacity. General Robert Spalding said in a 2019 interview, quote, "Humans will not be able to opt out of the 5G system." There are many facets to this massive investment. However, the world of economics in the 5G shift toward robotics and artificial intelligence will likely be adopted by businesses that have laid people off during the pandemic's first wave. Considering the human health impacts and that there's no opting out, human beings will be backed into a corner. Communities worldwide have made their opposition clear, yet the corporate-owned media, telecom corporations, related government agencies have launched an aggressive campaign against citizen journalists and those opposing worldwide multi-trillion investment into a system of pervasive wireless radiation. We talked today with Stephen Garvey, founder and leader of the nonpartisan Canadian group National Citizens Alliance, about fifth-generation wireless millimeter radiation antenna and infrastructure installation. The values of the National Citizens Alliance political party are founded in freedom, fairness, equality of opportunity, and belief in strong democratic institutions. Stephen, welcome to Another News.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm very happy to be here. This issue is so critical right now.
Well, Stephen, would you give listeners some background on your work and research into opposing the installations of 5G wireless millimeter radiation in Canada?
Sure. I just so the viewers know, I'm the founder, leader of National Citizens Alliance of Canada. We're a registered federal party. I have a bachelor's degree in political science, a master's degree in environment and development from the University of Cambridge in the UK. We chose as a federal party to engage this issue, Jeff, once we looked at the independent science and also medical doctors, what they were saying. And once we had the science behind us, the independent science behind us, we've gone full steam ahead on raising awareness about 5G, and we support an immediate moratorium on 5G deployment in Canada. If we did not have the science behind us, the medical doctors, and I'm going to refer to a bunch of them today, we would not have done this. But because we had that behind us, it was a green light for us to go forward.
Stephen, you've been measuring EMF radiation coming off of 4 and 5G towers in areas around Calgary, Alberta. Please tell listeners what you're finding in terms of on-the-ground reality of 5G wireless millimeter radiation.
It's unbelievable what's going on. And it started the deployment of 5G up here in Canada, and I assume in the U.S., because I know it started sometime in mid-late 2019 in the U.S., but during the coronavirus lockdown in Canada, that's when they started deploying 5G infrastructure. Where I live in Calgary, there was a stubby 5G tower that was set up, Jeff, the third week of March, right in the lockdown. So we ended up doing some videos, and then we got EMF reader, and now we're doing those videos. So we've gone to different towers. One of them was in the northeast of Calgary. It was a Christian Heritage school, basically elementary. There was a tower to the south, about, let's say, 500, a quarter of a mile from it, and then another one a quarter of a mile from it to the southeast. And then there was one a quarter of a mile from the school, directly north of that school ground. We went in with the meter. The meter we have is a Acoustimeter. It costs around U.S. dollars, you're probably looking at $550, including tax and everything. So it's fairly expensive. But it measures all the frequencies up to 8 gigahertz, Jeff. In that school, we were getting readings maxed out at 6 volts per meter. That's well above the adverse health effects, which is at 0.50. 0.50 translates over to 1,000 microwatts per square meter. So when you're at 6 volts per meter, that translates to 100,000 microwatts per meter. And this is the peak signal. And the troubling aspect is the pulsating. Pulsation, it's been established in independent science that's part of the problems with this EMF radiation. It's not a constant frequency. It's a pulsating frequency. And apparently that's helping to cause biological harm. But the readings we got at the school, we were right in the heart of the playground where kids come down the slide, and we were at 5.75 volts per meter. This is in the extreme range of EMF radiation. We went to another place in mid-Calgary. There's a mega tower there. It has over 20 antennas on it, Jeff. And it's above an apartment building, like an 8-story apartment building. And we were about a half a mile away. We were doing readings, and our meter was maxed out at 6. So this is blanket radiation, EMF radiation, that's all in the environment there. There's small business there, there's residences, there's an elementary school. So this is blanketed EMF radiation maxed out where people live.
What you're talking about can be found on your YouTube channel. And can you give listeners that channel name, please?
National Citizens Alliance. That's the name of the channel. Also on Facebook, same thing. We have all the videos are up on YouTube and on our Facebook channel. And BitChute, same thing.
In one of those videos, you were approached by a security guard and trespassed off of what seems to be public property. It might be private property, a public space in private property.
We were just driving around the downtown core to see what's there because we're concerned about this deployment, Jeff. And we actually identified these unusual poles, and they had different fixtures in them. So we took photos, we went home, and we identified them as what's called shuffle sites. It's a Schroeder light fixture plus Huawei facial recognition cameras in it and Huawei a small cell 5G antennas. So we went there and we videoed them. You know, we're concerned about the privacy aspects of this so-called 5G world, and here it is already here. We have videos on it, Jeff, but it was so deceptive there. We were just filming it. It's a public area. There's benches. The security guard came out and said, no filming, no photographs. And we were forced to leave. So just last weekend, we went back there again. We had some more people with us, and we wanted to take a closer look at these shuffle sites. And we had our EMF reader as well. We wanted to get some readings. And we were around 2.55, well into the adverse EMF radiation range. The security guard came out, plus another one. They said I was banned for a month from that public space, Jeff. And they ended up calling the police on us.
So you were out video recording the towers, and you had the Acoustimeter out, and
yes.
And you were looking at the data and the readings. But they, I guess, were watching you, and I had identified you maybe through facial recognition, or they might know you. But using that information, they immediately walked out and banned you from the area?
Yes, they did. They said I had a one-month ban, and the second security person came out, told the first guy who was there the first time to be quiet. She ended up calling the police on us. So we had an encounter with the police after that as well. That is a public accessible area, even though it's private, technically. There's benches there. There's no signs that says private property, no trespassing, no filming. So this is outrageous. So that first video kind of went viral, Jeff, because people could see what's coming. So they can film us, but we can't film them. You know what I mean? That's what was going on there. And we're concerned about this Huawei technology coming in, creeping in, and also facial recognition. We don't want to become a draconian technocracy like China, where they have over 350 million facial recognition cameras, and they're building more. Now, I understand they want to get up to 700 million facial recognition cameras. One facial recognition camera for every two people. The federal police up here, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, it's called, they were caught lying about facial recognition, Jeff. They were denying that they weren't using it, and then they were caught in a lie, and now they admit they actually are using facial recognition.
Why would they want to conceal that information from the public?
I don't know, but they were... It's all been concealment. The federal government, they obviously want to cover up. They were doing this deployment during the coronavirus lockdown. We actually questioned the lockdown through independent science. We didn't agree with it. It was all deception. They're deceiving Canadians about the effects of EMF radiation. In fact, they deny it. Health Canada is in bed with the telecommunications industry. They don't recognize the non-thermal effects of EMF radiation. And the thermal effects that they do recognize are so high, they will never be reached.
Agreed. Same thing here, except with the FCC. Before we get into that, would you give listeners a sense of the awareness and opposition to fifth generation or even fourth generation microwave and millimeter radiation installations and smart grids in Canada?
It's hard for me to put a number on it, but we're getting a lot of support, Jeff. And people are angry. People are confused because you got the telecommunications industry, and all they're doing is spinning, oh, your internet's going to be faster. You can download faster. Then you got the government and the fake media up here, and all they're doing is parroting the telecommunication industry. Then you have people like NCA, National Citizens Alliance, and we're showing a completely different message. So a lot of people are confused. A lot of them are programmed into the mainstream narrative, but we are waking up a lot of people, Jeff. They're very concerned. But the corruption in Canada federally is obscene. It's probably more than the U.S. federal scene.
I've lived here most of my life, but my family lives in Canada, so I hear some of the news, but I do know that there's a major media blackout from the U.S. and Canada.
Yes. It's completely controlled media up here. The media, the mainstream media, the fake alternative media. Yes, there is fake alternative. So question your sources, the listeners. But getting back to those facial recognition cameras, that private property, it was a public accessible area, open to the public. It was owned by Brookfield. This is a huge multi-billion dollar globalist corporation with investments in all kinds of different sectors, and including, Jeff, the telecommunications sector.
In the U.S., we're told that governors, mayors, and council members have little power, and those that do take action are creating ordinances that put their cities at risk of being sued by telecoms. Are the policies similar in Canada, and are there winning strategies of those who have at least delayed 5G installations in their cities and townships.
The policy approach is almost identical to the U.S. This is telecommunications spectrum industries are federal jurisdiction. So the federal government has jurisdiction wherever they're going in. And I know the city of Calgary took a telecommunication company to court, but they lost because it's federal jurisdiction. U.S. federal government and the Canadian federal government have been in bed with this. Barry Trower, British physicist, exposed this. This is going back to 1949. They knew the problems with EMF radiation, the health effects. They knew that, but they set the standards so high for thermal that they will never be reached. Jeff, that is what's going on. It's complete corruption. It's unbelievable.
Right. It's interesting how it targets playgrounds and places where children would be playing, but there are some long-term and really not so long-term impacts on biological systems that will be very visible to people very soon. I haven't followed the money trail regarding municipalities and the installation of 5G infrastructure. However, there are individuals that represent the United Nations placed in positions of leadership in local governments in countries across the world. They're known as ICLEI, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. It was created as a non-governmental spin-off by the United Nations in 1990 to implement Agenda 21 locally across the world. It is a membership organization for cities, 7,807 worldwide, but that's as of 2012. ICLEI is described in its on its website as a powerful movement of 12 megacities, 100 supercities and urban regions, 450 large cities, 450 small and medium-sized cities and towns in 84 countries dedicated to sustainable development. And this is a quote from documents obtained by public records request, and it's a letter from Kathy Millison, city manager of Santa Rosa, California, to the Santa Rosa City Council after author Rosa Corey demanded that the city cancel its membership to ICLEI. I'm still conducting a review of a large stack of documents to determine an appropriate response to the question of why the city retains a membership with ICLEI. ICLEI is a resource for information, training, and a reference for grants. Based upon what I do know about ICLEI and the principles developed, the state policies contained in AB 32, climate protection legislation, are directly linked to the principles of ICLEI and form the basis for the sustainable community strategies for the state and the region. And that was obtained by Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask. ICLEI is headquartered in Bonn, Germany. It is a lobbying and policy group that is intended to influence and change local government policies relating to all aspects of human life. It designs and sells systems that monitor, report, and control energy usage. I mention this because of the swift, coordinated implementation of 5G installation worldwide during the so-called pandemic. There are individuals in local governments working diligently behind the scenes to force these measures into place. They are unelected. It's important to identify them in your local area and bring attention to their accomplishments. Have you looked into this realm in your region of Canada and connected it with decisions such as the 5G infrastructure installation?
But keep in mind, it's federal jurisdiction. The problem with ICLEI, it's tied to UN Agenda 2030. And there's a lot of flowery language around that, but that's basically complete globalization. You could argue global world order, Jeff. And it's about bringing these so-called smart cities. They want digital currency through UN Agenda 2030. They want to open up all the borders and basically eliminate countries. This is all part of globalization to the extremes. And we actually have issue with that. We want to protect our sovereignty here. We believe sovereignty is a good thing. So keep that in mind, Jeff. And you got to look at who at the UN. They say nothing on EMF radiation. They're kind of sitting on the fence on it. We're totally against UN Agenda 2030 because we see beyond it. And we know David Icke, he's got a lot of criticism, but he did excellent work on UN Agenda 21, exposing it, the underpinnings of it. You got to look beyond the flowery language on the surface and look what it's going to do, feeding right into the 5G world.
Also, Rosa Corey, the author I mentioned, she has done a huge amount of work exposing the UN Agenda 21 and 2030, and the difference... Yeah. She mentions between 21 and 2030 is the UN Agenda 21 is the international effort, and 2030 are national efforts.
Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. We're 100% opposed to those agendas. We would pull Canada out of them. They want to create global citizenry. They want to end sovereignty. It'll be complete open borders. They're going to create these 5G smart cities, right? Digital currency, and it's just global world order. That's what it is.
Have you followed the developments of Sidewalk Labs in Toronto?
No, I have not. Can you elaborate on it?
That was an almost experimental smart city supported by Google. But essentially, it was a city that was designed to have everything integrated, smart utilities, sensors on light poles, and the infrastructure around the urban environment. So you would walk around and with your phone, everything was interconnected. And the privacy person that was hired to manage privacy for the individuals living in the city resigned because a third party that was supposed to sign a privacy statement, they would not sell or reveal the information and data that they collect, refused to sign it, so she resigned. I'm not sure where it went from there, but it's called Sidewalk Labs. It's in Toronto.
Yeah, you know, that's really interesting. And they're doing a 5G test pilot in Ottawa right now. It's up to 28 gigahertz, and that's on the Government of Canada website. And we notice here in Calgary, there's towers going up almost every other day now. They're all over the place. The radiation is off the charts from these towers, and they're in business sectors, residential areas. It's very concerning. We haven't even gotten into the health effects yet, Jeff, but yeah, we are concerned about UN Agenda 2030. That was adopted in 2015, September 2015 at the UN in New York. But that is a very scary agenda, and the media doesn't talk about it. The establishment parties don't talk about it, Jeff. They don't want to.
I find that really interesting as well, Stephen. And, you know, as more people become aware of the severe human health impacts brought by prolonged exposure to wireless radiation in our environment, disrupting the native electromagnetic field, an aggressive counterattack has been launched in the last few months by complicit media sources. For example, in the article titled, "How Anti-5G Anger Sparked a Wave of Arson Attacks Across Europe," published by Politico, an online media company, and the following passage is dangerously incorrect and in very bad form considering the resources of Politico. And here's the passage. "Little evidence exists linking cell phone radiation to health problems. The World Health Organization underlines in its evaluation, quote, to date, and after much research performed, no adverse health effect has been causally linked with exposure to wireless technology." It said, adding that, quote, "so far, only a few studies have been carried out at the frequencies to be used by 5G. And this is the author of the article. The absence of long-term studies has fueled community opposition to mobile phone system infrastructure, such as antenna towers. The absence of long-term studies that... the reason there is community opposition is because there are long-term studies that their editors failed to provide. The article seems to be intentionally shaped to discredit people who might be damaging the antenna masts, but that's another issue. I suspect that they could be damaging their own 4G masts, since they're replacing them with 5G anyway, and the telecom corporations could possibly collect insurance and blame activists and garner sympathy and justify increased police presence and surveillance. What are your thoughts on that and then the articles that claim there are no studies on human health impacts?
Yeah, that's absurd. We've come across studies that go back to 1971. There's one that we came across by the Naval Medical Research Institute in the U.S., and it was on microwaves, and there was a lot of serious health concerns through that study. There's another important study we've come across, Jeff. It's a Russian study, scientific study in 1977, and it focused on the millimeter waves, which is a component of 5G. And there was all kinds of health effects, including blood disorders, cancer, weakened immune system. And interestingly, in Canada, there was in June 2015, there was a report of the Parliamentary Committee on Health to the Parliament here on radio frequency electromagnetic radiation and the health of Canadians. And it turns out Health Canada, which is in bed with the telecommunication industry, ignored 140 scientific reports on EF radiation health effects. They've actually just pushed them aside, pretended they didn't exist. Barry Trower, British physicist, Jeff, he refers to over 1,700 scientific reports on the effects of EMF radiation. There's over 2,000 that we're aware of. And the industry has been blocking funding, but there's still, over time, these reports exist. And people are feeling the health effects on the ground. I know people locally, Jeff, they're getting headaches, they can't sleep, they're having trouble breathing, their heart is racing around the EMF radiation. They feel stressed too, which is adding to their weakened immune system. I know myself, Jeff, from going around to these towers, I'm getting severe headaches when I'm around them because the radiation is so high. What you're seeing in the mainstream media is complete complicity with the telecommunication industry, similar to the federal government and its bureaucratic branches. Then we can tie it into UN Agenda 2030, UN Agenda 21, ECLI. They're just ramming this through with complete disregard for the health of American citizens, Canadian citizens, people worldwide. I think, Jeff, it's driven by the profit, by the power, which will come through a total surveillance state like we've never seen before, and the control. These people, you could argue, are psychopathic. They have no feeling for the common person. This is what's going on, and there's a lot of people. And I know David Icke has gotten some criticism, but there's a lot of truth to what he's saying. Dr. Buttar has done a good job on exposing the vaulted gated calcium channels and how the EMF radiation is disturbing these channels and causing more calcium into the human cells, which is then linking it to cancer and other diseases. Dr. Paul also provided scientific evidence on that as well. He's got a beautiful 90-page summary of the health effects of EMF radiation online. He obviously did a lot of work on that. And Another beautiful aspect of Dr. Paul's work is that he exposed the absolute corruption at the FCC, the Federal Communication Commission, and FDA, which is identical to what's going on in Canada. These organizations that are supposed to care about the health of the common person are doing the opposite. And then Dr. Kaufman was excellent. He's an American independent scientist, and he totally, in our opinion, exposed the lie of the coronavirus, because he went to the original scientific reports coming out of Wuhan, Jeff, and he showed that they were based on lies, that they didn't follow scientific protocol. They were making claims without having the science to back them up. The fact is, the coronavirus has never been isolated in particle form. Dr. Klinghart has done excellent work. He's got a practice in Evergreen in the Seattle area, Jeff, and he was able to correlate the death rate with COVID corresponded the highest EMF radiation zones in the U.S. He was able to show that. Those four scientists are excellent, and there's obviously other ones, but Kaufman really opened our eyes to the outrageous fear-mongering and lies regarding the coronavirus. And we're not denying that some people have had adverse respiratory, but the data does not lie. And I don't want to repeat past shows, but you know, this is no more than the common flu. And we all know about how they've been fudging the death certificates, so I'm not going to talk about that. But that report by Dr. Paul was outstanding work, that 90-page report that goes into it. This is something that should scare people. Apparently, Jeff, the insurance companies now have an exclusion for the health effects on EMF radiation.
I didn't know that, Stephen. But before we get into that,
yeah, okay.
I have in front of me about 9 points that Dr. Paul makes in his 90-page report that he brought to the FCC in 2018. He says they wouldn't have plausible deniability, meaning they can't say that they didn't know about the non-thermal health effects of wireless radiation. And the first one is there are 3 types of cellular DNA attacks producing single-strand breaks in the cellular DNA, double-strand breaks in cellular DNA, and oxidized bases in cellular DNA. Each of these DNA changes have roles in cancer causation and in producing the most important mutational changes in humans and other animals. Double-stranded DNA breaks produce chromosomal breaks, rearrangements, deletions, and duplications in copy number mutations. They also produce gene amplification, an important mechanism in cancer causation. And that's just part of the first one, I guess, the most important. And the second one is a wide variety of changes leading to lowered male fertility, lowered female fertility, increased spontaneous abortion, lowered levels of estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, lowered libido. Human sperm count has dropped to below 50% of what it used to be considered normal throughout the technologically advanced countries of the world. Reproduction rates have fallen below replacement levels in every technologically advanced country of the world, with a single exception. These include every EU country, the US, Canada, Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, Singapore, Australia, and New Zealand. Reproduction averages in these countries is about 73% of replacement levels, according to 2015 or 2016 data. Then he goes into detail about mouse reproduction studies and EMF exposure. That's number 2. Number 3, neurological neuropsychiatric effects. My own paper on this and two earlier reviews cited in it found that there are a whole series of repeatedly found EMF effects which have also become extremely widespread complaints in our technologically advanced societies, namely sleep disturbance, insomnia, fatigue, headache, depression, depressive symptoms, lack of concentration, attention, cognitive dysfunction, dizziness, vertigo, memory changes, restlessness, tension, anxiety, stress, agitation, irritability. These findings are not just based on epidemiological findings, but are also based on profound impacts of EMFs at levels within our safety guidelines. And that continues. And he said this, number four, he said is very important, apoptosis, cell death. The two most important consequences of large increase in programmed cell death are in causation of the neurodegenerative diseases and lowered reproduction, although there are others. Oxidative stress is number five, and that's free radical damage. Oxidative stress has roles in all or almost all chronic diseases. It is reported to have essential roles in producing the reproductive effects and the attacks on cellular DNA, and may also have roles in producing the neurological effects and some of the cancer-causing effects shown to be produced here by EMF exposure. And number six is widespread endocrine, that is hormonal effects. The steroid hormone levels drop with EMF exposure. Number seven, increases in intracellular calcium. That's what you were talking about with the VGCC. Calcium signaling also increases following EMF exposure. Number eight, cancer causation, brain cancer, salivary cancer, acoustic neuromas, and two other types of cancer go up with cell phone use. People living near cell phone towers have increased cancer rates. Other types of EMFs are also implicated. Shortwave radio, radio ham operators, and people exposed to radar all are reported to have increased cancer incidence. Perhaps more telling, heavy long-term cell phone users have the highest incidence of brain cancer and have predominantly cancer increases on the ipsilateral side of the head. Well, this is just part of that 90-page report, Stephen, by Dr. Martin Paul. And yes, I'm really glad that he brought this information to the FCC and more and more people know about this.
Yeah, an exact same thing happened in Canada. There was a group, the Canadians for Safe Technology. They brought similar information to the federal government, and it was completely ignored, but they can't say they didn't know, Jeff, so that's a good thing. But Health Canada has ignored, kind of deleted, 140 scientific reports related to EMF health effects. That's how corrupt it is. And we're seeing the same with the FCC and the FDA. Very troubling what's going on. But it's good that Dr. Paul brought that. This other group brought it to the attention, so they can't say they didn't know.
But I wanted to mention, people who roll their eyes at the radiation concern because they're dependent on their wireless connectivity for their jobs, or they may be the type that biologically doesn't feel the effects of radiation, but physiological harm is taking place. They're likely to reject and ridicule until it's on their doorstep. Has your group been attacked for speaking out about concerns of this massive build-out of fifth-generation wireless millimeter radiation?
100%. We're more than a group. We are a registered party. Just remember that. So when we did those videos, the trolls were unbelievable. But they tend to come afterwards because the people supporting us are there when we go live, Jeff. And then the trolls come in. So we've done a good job battling them because they don't have any science behind them, Jeff. And then we got tons of trolls when we were exposing the Huawei facial recognition cameras. A lot of trolls for Brookfield, that globalist corporation, were on our page trying to discredit us. And that video, the first video, we had, it was over 10,000 shares. There was about 3,000 comments. So you can imagine, you know, a certain percentage were trolls. But they're trying to discredit. But we're very well informed on these issues. They tried to bring sunlight into it. They're confusing EMF radiation and sunlight. And they're two different things. But they're trying to confuse the person reading the comment. Another tactic that's been going on in the mainstream media, claiming that people who are against 5G think 5G caused the coronavirus. No one I know says that. The EMF radiation from 5G, it's been shown to exacerbate the adverse respiratory illnesses some people have been experiencing. And you've just listed a number of troubling scientific findings on it. And we know at around 60 gigahertz, there's been studies on this, that it causes severe oxidative stress to the point where someone may suffocate, may not have enough oxygen coming into the lungs because of the impact of that high-frequency mass exposure 5G EMF radiation. Jeff?
Yes, I heard about that as well.
Yeah.
It breaks the bonds in the oxygen molecule.
Yes. So the insurance companies now have an exclusion. You can't claim for EMF radiation health effects. And what they're doing is covering themselves. And what they say is they view EMF radiation as an unknown asbestos. Like when that came out, they're viewing it like that. So they're covering themselves. We see the FCC, FDA, Health Canada covering themselves. Well, at least covering the telecommunication industry from liability. Then we have the establishment political puppets just going along with it. What's really concerning here is 5G is going to amp it up even more because it's going to be at a way higher frequency and it's going to be mass exposure. And the reason it's mass exposure, what they're going to do is create this AI society, artificial intelligence society. So they're going to have driverless cars, driverless trucks, you know, they're going to be AI trucks, cars, trains. So they need a continuum of constant frequency. That's why they're going to have it everywhere so they can operate. And apparently there was a study done that we're going to lose up to 40% of our jobs potentially. And if I can link it back to Barry Trower, the physicist, he said in a recent presentation on 5G, Jeff, that the reason they're bringing mass immigration in is because of all the people that are going to get sick and die from the EMF radiation. So they need people, excess people in here, so they can do the essential jobs. So this is very troubling what's coming.
A lot of people are also facing layoffs as businesses begin to move to automation and using 5G for artificial intelligence and robotics in their businesses. And I find it interesting that the FCC chairman, Ajit Pai, and President Trump said widespread deployment of 5G wireless networks is critical to winning the race with China. And in my opinion, there was never a demand for 5G wireless grids, smart cities, and driverless cars. There was never a demand for that. The facade of an economic race with China is a misdirection for a potential dystopian command and control grid, as you described. What are your thoughts on this point of view?
100% what you're saying. I just read the Government of Canada website. It says the Canadian people want a digital economy. They never asked the Canadian people. They're lying. We're going to lose at least 40% of our jobs. With this AI technology, it's going to be everywhere, this EMF radiation, because that's how the artificial intelligence system is going to work. This is leading to a draconian technocracy, without question. This is the worst nightmare for all the people in America, Canada, around the world. And that's why we're focused on this as our number one priority to raise awareness. But it's very concerning. If you listen to Barry Trower, you know, the effects on the bees, the effects on insects, the fact, you know, they got to cut down endless trees, the effects on trees themselves, obviously the effects on humans, biological, and it's like what you said. You may not feel the effects now, but over 20, 30 years, you may end up very sick and dead. But I'm assuming here, Jeff, that with this 5G, those accumulative effects, they're going to be reduced. So what may take 30, 40 years, it could be 10, 20 years, the intensification of it.
I understand that. Dr. Martin Paul said a year and a half before the cognitive impairment results start to show up in society around us, such as people driving into buildings because their brains are unable to process information. So we're going to see symptoms manifesting like that.
I think important consideration here too is the illusion of democracy. And we're seeing that in Canada, is that all these establishment parties, they're all on doing the same thing. But they create an illusion of democracy. You could argue the same in the U.S., Republicans and Democrats, but it's really becoming to the forefront now. There's no real opposition. And I was extremely, extremely disappointed with President Trump. You know, he claimed to be, you know, representing the workers of America, Jeff. And I find, you know, this 5G rollout is, that's the opposite of putting the best interests of the American worker. You know, the American worker is going to, most of them, half of them are going to be unemployed because of this. And then their families and them are going to get sick from the EMF radiation. So what kind of leadership is that?
Trump could be looked at as a Trojan horse in that sense. The people who voted him in have a lot of resistance. If somebody came in that his voter base disagreed with, they would show a lot of power, and he put them to sleep.
Yes. So we're very concerned about that. We view that as extreme, you know, very weak leadership. Another thing is the vaccinations. He missed the boat there. You know, he gave $450 million to Johnson & Johnson for a vaccination. And if you listen to independent science, this is going to lead to mandatory vaccination and biometric tracking through those vaccinations. So we're very, very, very troubled on those two issues. And we thought this lockdown was totally unnecessary. Sweden showed that it's totally unnecessary. And yet President Trump went along with it. But obviously in Canada, they did the same. It's just part of the globalization. They're conditioning people to a lockdown, to the separation. And coincidentally, the 5G started rolling out big time during the lockdown. So when people go back to work, there's all going to be all this new infrastructure up, and maybe they won't notice as much, Jeff. The sickness that is coming is unbelievable.
It's very cowardly to do this while people are sheltered in their homes, told to stay in because there's a deadly virus floating around that can kill you. Meanwhile, the telecom companies and workers are scrambling, putting up these radiation towers. What does that tell listeners right now? And the other aspect of the compromised resistance to this is when people do resist, there are strategies, I suspect, that tries to make people who are being calm and quiet and protesting and resisting to make them look like they're nuts or they're crazy. And the articles that I cited are flat out saying, lying to the reader, there is no evidence, medical evidence, showing the harmful effects from non-thermal EMF exposure. This is criminal.
Yes, it is, and that's what we call the criminal negligence by the federal government. That's what we called it yesterday, Jeff. And you know what more do you need to know? The insurance companies have now an exclusion on the health effects from EMF radiation. What more do you need to know?
We need to be aware of the people who pretend to be activists about this topic and then nosedive the plane and act like they're crazy or nuts, because there will be waves of resistance here. And the intelligence groups, those even hired by the telecom industries themselves, are waiting for that. They're going to make counter moves. So we have to be aware of this as well.
Yeah, another thing people need to realize is, you know, I should stress, in dealing with all the trolls that are on our page, none of them have been able to refute what we're saying, Jeff. And because we're armed with the facts, we're continually studying, this is empowering us. These facts will empower you, the listener, because then you can debate these trolls and show the idiocy of what they're saying. And this is part of the battle, part of the struggle that's important. But some people on our page have been wanting to go the petition route. And we think the day of petitions are long over. Although petitions can raise awareness, there's nothing in federal government legislation that says the government has to listen to a petition. And if you look at the past political history, they're not going to listen to a petition. The most important activity, if you want to resist this, is on-the-ground activism. And what we do at NCA right now is we're doing on-the-ground video activism. I have a video shoot today at a newly 5G tower. We're going to do readings today, Jeff. But what this is going to do is allow us to build a critical support that we need, and then we can take it to a rally or an organized protest where we may have 10,000 people, but if we do that now, we may only have 100, 200. We want thousands coming out. So we have to raise the awareness to get these people to come out. And that's what we're focused on right now. But also we realize that these corrupt people in Ottawa, and it doesn't matter what party color, need to be drained and replaced. Every seat in the parliament in Canada is a source of political power. And if you don't have that political power, you don't have much power.
Right. And you mean the swamp drained, right?
The swamp. It's worse than Washington. Can you believe it? What's in Ottawa is worse than Washington, D.C. Can you believe that? But fortunately, many of them are waking up. I don't know. But it's almost, you could argue it's almost too late, because once they get this system in place, we're talking like draconian total surveillance. Like, there's going to be facial recognition cameras everywhere. People are going to start getting sick from the EMF. It's going to weaken them. They're going to have mandatory vaccinations, microchipping, etc. So there's an urgency to this, Jeff.
Stephen Garvey, you're not sitting at home complaining and suffering, complaining about the encroaching tyranny and technocratic dystopia. You're in the streets measuring radiation in public spaces and sharing that information with citizens. This is the level of motivation needed to begin a pushback against microwave and millimeter wave radiation systems that was installed based on wrong information regarding human health impacts. If listeners want to reach out to you or watch your videos, how would they do that?
So you can reach out to us on our Facebook page, National Citizens Alliance, also our YouTube page, National Citizens Alliance, or you can go to our main website, all one word, nationalcitizensalliance.ca, and we're also on Twitter, and we're on BitChute. Jeff? No, so far so good. We haven't been censored on this issue. But we've been really careful because we don't believe 5G is causing the virus. That's insane. So we would never say that. So, but we haven't been censored up now. But we're providing factual information. It is waking up people. The most important thing is the on-the-ground activism. But you have to think logically about the outcomes you want.
Stephen, thank you very much for being on In Other News.
And thank you, Jeff, for your excellent program. I hope we can get the link to this so we can share it with our supporters.
Absolutely. I'll send it to you. Thank you.
Yeah, send it to us, and let's stay connected. The beauty of this issue that we're finding is it's bringing people together, regardless of race, the color of your skin, your religious belief or non-religious belief, your ethnicity, where you live. It is quite a unifying force, and that's one of the real positives here. They can't call you racist for this.
That's going to do it for In Other News. I'm Jeff Brady. Visit inothernewsradio.com for archives and more information about the guests.
Turn around, craft yourself.